This is episode number 29 with Sage from Odd Jobs.
I specialize in a very specific type of security. Subconscious security.
Are you talking about dreams?
We create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream. And they fill it with their secrets. It's called Inception.
Hello everyone and welcome to Cerebral Mind Control. My name is Hadlin. I am a hypnotist, magician, mentalist, and speaker. Every week I will bring to you a driven, focused artist or entrepreneur and pick their brains on how they have learned to control their minds for success. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here we go.
Welcome back to the Cerebral Mind Control Podcast. This episode has been brought to you by Hadlin Entertainment, Canada's one-stop shop for premium corporate quality entertainment services. On this episode, we speak and learn from Sage, the creator and founder of the app Odd Jobs. You guys are going to definitely enjoy this episode. We speak about and learn how and why Sage created his application. We find out how Sage is on a mission to enhance the lives and communities across the globe. A very, very selfless goal. We talk about how belief in yourself is extremely important and how people can achieve what was once thought of as impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, I had so much fun with Sage on this podcast. It was a great conversation. You guys are going to enjoy this. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe either on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you the one, the only, Sage.
All right. Thanks for coming out and welcome to the podcast, Sage.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to come out here. This is exciting for me.
I'm glad
you're up to some big things, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, before, let's just talk about how we met. You know, it was mutual friends back in the a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
And our paths kind of crossed and...
And here we are today.
And exactly, here we are today with Sage doing some
amazing
huge
things.
Why don't you just bring us through a quick recap over the last few years of what you've been working on here.
Okay. Over the last few years, after I saw you, we embarked on several projects. We embarked on a project called Fit Splice, which we had to put to the back burner, and because of a recent trip I had when I went home to Nigeria. When I went home to Nigeria, I wasn't impressed when I walked into our family home.
Okay.
And the reason I wasn't impressed was because, like, the way things were, you could pretty much tell that my parents don't have, like, they're getting old, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't have that time to, like, take care of those little things of life, like house maintenance and stuff. You could pretty much tell where my dad stays and where, what rooms he enters, what rooms he doesn't enter and stuff like that. And that really hurt me because I know my dad's got the funds to, he's got the funds to take care of all that. And he doesn't have time. Like, he's, like, the time he has, he should be spending it with his grandkids, with things that are priceless instead of dealing with life's smaller details. So that touched me. And also little, like, buddies of mine I grew up with when I was back home, they were complaining now there's no jobs or there's lack of jobs in Nigeria. And that's just when it dawned on me. It's like, my dad needs help. These people need money. Why not come up with a simple system or service
that brings them together,
you know, and then both parties are happy. It's a win-win, you know?
Yeah.
So when I came back home in Canada, I decided to embark on it, and that's where our jobs came from.
Okay.
So that's where we are right now.
Very cool. You were able to see a problem and then come up with a solution for it.
Oh, definitely. Plus, it also helps given that my brother is now in Canada.
Okay.
And
my brother is helping with helping you with this?
Oh, no. Okay. It's more like helping me spend my money. You know, so with a service like this, he gets to work and earn his own money, you know, which also gets to alleviate the stress on my pocket, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So
right on. And now I have the app at Odd Jobs, yeah. And you know, I see that you're pretty much all, I don't know how many countries you are, but it seems like you're in pretty much around the world.
Oh, but all the way we've seen jobs pop up in Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Dubai, Poland. We're yet to see jobs in like Africa, Russia. But one thing's for sure, we ain't gonna stop till there are jobs in Antarctica. Okay. That's for sure.
That's what you're, that's the big goal for it.
That's the big goal.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very, very cool. How large is your team?
Currently, well, team is made up of 3 core members, and then we have like 7 other assistants, like okay. people that assist us with various stuff. But we have 3 core members in the team at this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that says a lot about your work ethic and the amount of drive you guys have behind it. Because, you know, I'm not an app developer. Some people that are listening, they're not app developers, but just knowing you and speaking with you, as well as some other friends that I've had that went through computer science, I know that that takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And for 3 people, to be able to create something at that scale, you guys must be working around the clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We try. We do our best. We got, because people do specialize in different aspects. Like one of our core members just makes sure that I keep my head to the ground, mm-hmm. you know, and I make sure I focus. The other team members mostly focused in marketing, brand awareness, getting the word out there. So we all got our own specific stuff we're working on.
And nice. So then,
that we bring into the team.
So then what's yours is part of the marketing as well. That's why you're here, right?
Yeah, part of the marketing, but mostly I'm the machine behind it.
Okay.
You know, the machine
behind
it.
Force.
Yeah, the driving force behind it.
Okay. Very cool, man. So that's how you came up with the idea. Now you're executing it. And just before we went on live here, you spoke to me about a Kickstarter campaign that you started.
Oh yeah, well yeah, we did start a Kickstarter campaign, which is as you're aware, our jobs is free, mm-hmm. and it will always be free. And in order to keep it live, to keep it online, since we ain't generating any source of revenue, and anyway, in order to keep it online and help support local communities, you know, help get more positive feedbacks from people, help see mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, you know,
right.
smile, earn some money, you know,
yeah.
have some time to spend with your kids. In order to keep that going, we need funding. So we started the Kickstarter campaign. And from that, we hope we can get people to go on there, contribute, support. I don't know. I'd actually put it this way, not even contribute. I want people to go on there and support positively towards the growth of local communities, towards putting food on someone's plate, giving some people feel free time, giving families free time to spend, like just give something positive to the world.
Okay. And this is a driving factor behind that.
Oh, it's a driving factor behind our jobs, behind Kickstarter, behind all what we do, because at the end of the day, I look at life like this. If I can leave this world knowing that I put a smile on one person's face, on a family's face, on a mother's face, then I've done something good, you know. And contributing to the Kickstarter campaign, it's pretty much you doing the same thing.
Okay.
You know, so it's not our job. It's not the team that's doing this for the community. It's you. It's me. It's all of us
right.
that are doing it. So. I think it's a good cause for people to go.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Definitely, man. You guys are onto something great right now. And I think I missed it, though.
how many years ago did this start? 2 years?
Oh, no. This started July.
July of
last year.
Okay.
Yeah, because I went home December 2014.
Okay.
Then I was back sometime end of January and just put my head to the floor and tried to come up with a solution as quickly as possible.
Okay. When did your application launch?
Oh, it launched July.
Launched in July, okay.
July of last year, yeah.
Wow. So you were working hard.
I was on the grind, yeah. Like I said, I was hurt when I went home and I saw the state of things and like it just wasn't right, you know.
Yeah.
It just wasn't right. So anything I could do to solve those problems. Well, if you had those pains, I had to do it, you know, especially when it hits so close to home.
And for you to be able to do something like this, and for free, mind you, that's a lot of giving of yourself and your own personal interests. You know, you're just, in fact, giving your abilities to the world just to give back.
I believe, you know, one thing I've always wondered why humanity forgot about community. You know, it's like when did humans stop forgetting about each other? Like, when do we stop looking at a fellow human being, even if it's across the globe, and having that bond, you know, like, when did it stop?
You know? Right.
So. That's something we need to change as humanity. We need to realize that community is everything, you know. Put a smile on another person's face.
Exactly. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together. It's our world, you know.
Yeah.
Like a strong society, a strong community is a happy community. It's as simple as that.
Right. And happiness breeds so much positivity.
So much positivity, and, so much.
That's awesome, man. So it already sounds to me like your family is a motivating factor in what you do.
Yep.
Is there anything else that motivates you?
My family, humans, it's like, it might sound a little, I don't know how to put it, cheesy or whatever.
Okay.
But, I am my mom's son, you know, I am my mom's son. And at the end of the day, I have a soft heart, right? And having a soft heart means being able to give back, you know, being able to see someone in need, you know, and being able to give back that smile, like a smile, seeing a smile on someone's face is priceless to me. Like, it's priceless to me. And if that's what it takes to feed my soul, I might as well just chomp on it,
right?
Day and night, you know. If that's what it takes to feel my soul. So,
awesome, man. That's great. That is awesome. And it sounds like it comes from your mother. This mindset, is your mother like that?
Oh yeah, My mother's like that. So is my dad, actually.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty much like my dad. You know, tough on the outside, teddy bear on the inside. Okay. You know, so. It comes from both parts of my family. And I've just always, this world is meant to be better than it is, you know. It's meant to be better than it is. And if there's anything we can do, if there's anything any one of us can do, if there's anything you can do, if there's anything I can do, if there's anything anyone can do to put some positivity into the world, you know, like, why not?
Right. Exactly. And that's, I'm glad you said that, because that's why this podcast is around. People that listen to it, the feedback that I get from it, they're telling me that, you know, that just by hearing other people's stories and the troubles they went through to get to their level of success, it's helping them go through their troubles.
Nice.
And bringing smiles to them. So, nice. Yeah, man, we're on the same path. I like this.
There we go.
I like this a lot, man.
There we go.
So what are some of the hardships that you had to go through, and how did you get through them and push through them?
One of the hardships I had to go through, and I think it's one of the most important ones, is sometimes when you're about to do something or when you're on a path, you kind of want people's opinion about it, you know,
right,
people's inputs
support.
And their support, you know, and stuff like that. And I remember early on when I first impacted on this, I got even close friends, I got some feedbacks like, it's not gonna work, why are you doing this, you know, oh, it's age, you know, like,
okay,
he starts stuff, he doesn't finish it, you know, like some stuff like that, and it's demoralizing, you know, like, it's, if you actually listen to it and you let it get to you, you might not end up achieving or doing what you want to do, right? So that was one of my major struggles, was hearing the feedback, especially from the people you expect,
right,
to support you.
You would
expect more from. So yeah, so that was it. But at the same time, it was a motivating factor for me because I wanted to prove them wrong, and I had to prove them wrong, you know. So despite the fact that it was a challenge, it was also a motivating factor, and I just had to prove them wrong.
Awesome,
you know,
man.
I had to prove them wrong. And plus, the end result, you know, at the end of the day, even if it's one family, I help.
Exactly.
That's good. That's good enough. You know, it's
right.
Better than not helping no one, you know.
Yeah, because that's why we're here, I'd say, is to help other people.
Yep.
Right on, man. So now, mentality-wise, you now and you 5 years ago, what's the biggest difference? What's the biggest shift that you've made in your mind?
I say biggest shift I've made in my mind is I no longer think about me. Like, I no longer think about me. And when I say I no longer think about me, what I'm trying to go get at is, if I think about me, then I am limited. Then my mind is limited to certain things.
Okay.
Right. I tend to second guess what's going on in my mind, right? But because I don't think about me, I'm thinking about like my nephews, my nieces, you know, like people like that, my brothers, my sisters, my friends,
okay,
and other people. Then it gets my mind, it clears my mind off, because then I don't get to second guess myself,
right?
You know, so that's the difference. Like, I think I've learned to tune my mind, to take myself outside the picture.
Okay. So
now you handle
the
problem.
Doing things for other people.
Exactly. For other people. And I think that's helped me out so far.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, also, it reminds me of a phrase. I might not be able to put it together properly, but it reminds me of a phrase. It says, like a novel. You've tried reading a novel before, right?
Oh, yeah. I read every day, so.
If you read a novel and you kind of attach yourself to one of the characters in there, you don't get to get the whole concept about the novel. You don't get to feel the whole vibe that comes from it, right?
Right.
Because we being humans, we put ourselves there. We kind of like you adulterate.
You need to be able to relate.
Exactly, you adulterate the contents. But if you take yourself outside the novel, then you get to, like, you know the character, you get to see the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to see the whole picture. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying with that. Yeah, you know, it's the difference between, you know, just living your own life and then stepping back and then looking at everybody that you're connected with.
That's true. That's true. You get to, because when you're in it, You kind of limit yourself.
Yeah, it's like your world is a little bit smaller than what it could be.
Yeah, you limit yourself, you limit your mind. You get, because we're humans, right? We have these defensive walls about us.
Right.
Like whenever we're in a situation somewhere in us, we want to be, there's some inclination of defense somewhere, like this somewhere. But if you're outside and it's got nothing to do with you, then there's no walls, then you get to absorb the full picture.
Right. Exactly. It's almost like when you're younger, right? And I know this is really basic
thing, but like, let's say you're in high school or elementary school, right? The parents can totally tell if two kids like each other,
yep.
Right? Whether no matter if they're 20 and under, or even if they're in their mid-20s, right?
That's true.
They can tell from an outside perspective. But when you're right there, in one of those two people,
oh, yeah.
you have no clue.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So same thing with my endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
Back to your question, from then and now, I put myself outside the picture, and that way I get a clearer view of what the challenge is and how to combat it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you're taking a step back, looking at the world as a whole.
As a whole, yeah. Exactly.
And I really see that as something that this, our entire community needs, not just needs, but eventually, you know, with people like yourself, we're going there, because with the internet, we're all connected. We can communicate with every single person on the planet almost in an instant.
Yep.
And for us to have these walls, these borders that differentiate each other,
that's the next
barrier, man.
Yeah, it's bullshit, if yeah. I'm allowed to say that.
No, hey, this is I have an explicit warning on
okay,
my podcast.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah. I am my dad's son also.
Fair enough.
My dad swears quite a bit. Awesome, not at people, but part of his conversation, part of his language sometimes.
Nice. Well, yeah, they'll be able to listen to this. Is your family living in Saskatoon?
Oh, no, most of my family are back home in Nigeria.
Okay.
It's just me and my brother.
So it's just your brother that moved?
They moved here, okay. Yeah. And I'm glad it's been using our jobs. I'm glad it's been my wallet. What comes into my wallet stays in my wallet. So that's good. That's a plus.
Do you think your family's gonna come move here too?
I doubt that. I doubt that. There's nothing like home.
Yeah. So what made you want to move?
Well, I came here for school. Mm-hmm. I came here for school because like when I was back in Nigeria, I was supposed to, well, I always wanted to go study somewhere different. I always wanted to go get a different perspective on life, like get a different vibe.
Okay.
Right. So when it was time to go to a higher level of education, university, I decided to come over to Canada. It's got good education. It's got good people. The weather I don't really like.
Yeah.
But apart from that, It was the right choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I was going to say, you know, Saskatoon of all places, have some of the coldest winters.
I know. The U of S deceived me. Like, because like back home, you know, when you apply for like admissions,
okay,
you get this, the booklets.
Yeah.
The buildings, I love that. I love that look, like it's got that ancient castle like feel to it.
Right.
So that's what I fell in love with it.
Okay.
Right.
Very cool.
They should have put the weather in like 100 fonts. So size like -52, minus whatever. That should have been like on the first page, not those beautiful buildings, you know.
But hey, you're now in a city that has a lot of opportunity.
Yep. It's growing. Saskatoon's growing.
Oh, yeah. And to be on the forefront of your idea, your app that you've made, it's going to explode right away.
Yeah, I hope so, because I know there's people out there that need money.
Mm-hmm.
There are also people out there that need to spend, like they need free time to spend with their kids, you know. Like this life, it becomes so busy with things that don't matter. You know, like at the end of the day, all that matters in life is me, you, your kids, your family, your friends, the people around you, the people you don't know. Those are what matters. But like we've become so obsessed with other bullshit, you know, like house maintenance, so much work. Right. Being tied down to one city, one job, like it's more like we live life like robots nowadays. You know, like we wake up in the morning, we go to a job, we come back, we don't have that much time to spend with our kids, our friends, or family. We go to bed, we wake up, do the same thing over and over and over again. It's more like we work to survive. That's not life. Yeah. That's not life at all. That's not what life
Whereas
should be.
We should be just living.
We should be living. You know, work should be part of what we do. You know, not what controls our life.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and I think this new interconnectedness of the world is going to help to breed more of more people like yourself and like myself and the people that we've had on the podcast, people who work for themselves.
I hope so.
And, you know, there's essentially what this is going to be doing, I see, is the bigger corporations, they're going to be taking the biggest hit.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just going to go straight from the person, inner person, to another person, business transaction.
That's,
instead of going to a company.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. I think that's the way it has the most impact on both parties involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because, for example, you know, when Uber came out, it totally disrupted the taxis.
Yep.
So instead of going and getting a ride from a company, you're getting a ride from another person who just is in the area, and you've just been connected together from this app.
That's true. That's true.
Right? And, you know, I can see now that I said that out loud, I can see, you know, you're just connecting people.
That's
your app.
That's the same thing. But what even makes us even better than Uber is the fact that we don't make no money out of it.
That's another thing there.
Like,
I guess.
We don't make no money out of it. If you do a work for a job for $40, you get paid $40. Our job takes $0.
Zero. That's bold move, man. Yeah. That's a really bold move.
I don't believe in making money off people's sweat.
Right.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. We at our jobs don't believe in that at all.
Good. I like that. So, people, you're listening. Download the app first off. It's in the App Store.
It's in the App Store. It's in the Apple Store. It's on the Android Store. In the Android Store. And go to Kickstarter. Be part of the movement. Like, when I say be part of the movement, be part of the movement. Because at the end of the day, you'll be able to go to bed knowing you touched a life. And that I consider priceless. And we at our jobs consider priceless. So check out the app. At the App Store, support your local communities, and check out Kickstarter. Odd Jobs, one word.
Nice, man. I like that. Now, what's the best way for people to contact yourself?
Best way to contact us, contact the team, is at oddjobstheapp.com.
Okay.
Oddjobstheapp.com. Or once you download the app, just contact us via the app. We'll get it right away, and we'll answer your questions and assist you as much as we can.
Very cool. Right in the app.
In the app.
Now, I will put links for all of this on the show notes for this episode.
Okay.
And the show notes for everyone listening. This is episode 29.
Nice. Congrats. Congrats. I remember when you first told me you were starting the podcast stuff.
Yeah.
You're already at 29.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
It's nice. It's nice.
I'm super surprised that it's been going this long. I know I want to go to over 100. So, you know,
you'll be going way past that. That's
I'm
for
third
sure.
of the way there almost.
That's a given. You will be.
Thank you. Yeah. So episode 29, which means that if you go to hadlin.com/cmc-29, you'll have the show notes, a little blurb about this episode, as well as you'll be able to send people to listen to this episode there, and all the links that Sage has shared with us, the contact as well as the download links, I'll put them all in there in the notes for this episode. So it's all in one spot for people.
That's nice. That's nice. I appreciate that.
Hey, not a problem, man. And yeah, I have a couple more questions that I ask every single person on this episode. And we'll start with the first one. The first one is, everything that you've ever done is gone.
Okay.
For some reason. We're not sure why.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter. because now you have the opportunity to leave behind a book, TV show, movie, or album.
Okay.
And when somebody watches, listens, reads it,
okay,
it screams sage.
Okay.
What would it be?
I'd say a book.
Okay. Which book?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I'll you know, what I usually do is when I ask the question, I don't really prepare anyone for it. So it always catches people off guard. So we'll give your mind a chance to think about that.
Okay.
And we'll come back to it. Okay. I have a very similar one,
okay,
which is, you now have the opportunity to leave behind some sort of media, whether they can read it, watch it, listen to it.
Okay.
And this will teach the person who watches, reads, or listens to it a very important lesson that they have to apply to their life. And the person you're leaving this behind for is your future children.
Okay.
So what would that be? Something that teaches a very important lesson.
I'd say media. But I won't be able to say what specifically. It's a motivational clip.
Okay.
That I saw on YouTube. And the story behind it was, there were these two little kids playing out by a pond.
Okay.
And it was frozen. And I guess one of the kid dropped, like, went underneath the ice.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So his friend was like in a panic mode, was wondering like, how does he save his friend? His friend is drowning, you know? And he turns around and he sees this big tree. So he climbs on top of it. He jumps and then he breaks this big, like, humongous branch and comes and he bits the ice on this pond so hard and he saves his friend. So, but then later on, because while this was going on, some people from like miles back saw it. And I guess they called like the fire service or whatever, rescues. So when those guys came to the scene and they saw the boy was out of the water, and then they figured out that his friend took a branch from the tree to save the boy, but the size of the branch was bigger than this kid could handle, like could even lift.
Okay.
So they were like confused and they were like, how did he do it? And then one man that was there said, he did that because there was no one there that could tell him that there was no one there that told him he couldn't do it.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Because no one was there to tell him he couldn't do it. He did it and he saved his friend, saved the life.
Right.
So it's a clip on, it's one of those motivational clips on YouTube. If I'll find it, I'll try and find it and give it to you so you add it to the link also.
Yeah, perfect.
I think it's really touching.
I like
because,
that, yeah.
Yeah. And that's true. Because if someone was there, I told him, there was another fellow kid that said, oh, that's too big, you can't break that branch, you can't.
Yeah.
His friend would have lost his friend.
Exactly.
But because there was no one there, and that's first thing that got into his head, he went there, snapped the branch, beat the shit out of the ice.
That's awesome. I like
saved
that.
Saved his friend.
That's a very powerful message. Very powerful.
Yeah, that touched me. So that'd be something I'd like to leave behind for my kids to
see.
Because at the end of the day, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Right. Exactly. I like that, man. Yeah. So, did you perhaps think of something that, maybe a book that screams, this is who sage is?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Not really.
No problem. All right. We'll move to another one of my favorite questions, which is, what are your top three business/personal values?
Business value, trust.
Trust, okay.
Trust. You must have trust in someone. You gotta keep your ego outside the door. You know, trust, keep your ego outside the door. And loyalty. Loyalty.
Okay. Trust.
Loyalty.
Ego outside.
And get rid of that ego.
Yeah.
Pretty much be a servant.
Yeah.
No. Because that's what we're meant to be, servants, not masters.
Right. Very cool, man. I like that. Very wise for your young age.
Well, my name is Sage.
Fair enough. You got to live up to that name, right?
Live up to the name. It's my blessing and it's my curse.
Awesome. Yeah. So, now we've asked you what motivates you. We've asked you, you know, quite a bit about your history here. But what do you see as the biggest difference between you now and you 5 years in the future?
5 years in the future, I think I'll be occupied.
Where? Sorry?
I think I'll be occupied.
Okay.
Occupied with family life.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, I gotta enjoy what's priceless also. So that's the difference between now and being the next 5 years.
Do you think you'll have started your own family by then?
I would have started my own family for sure.
Yeah.
I hope so. Started my own family. Can't wait to see my little munchies running all over the place, you know, like see little Sage.
Little mini sages
running around, causing me troubles, you know, like seeing my parents play with the grandkids, you know, like that's the difference, because like right now I'm more focused and more about giving to the community. And I think in the next 5 years, I'll be comfortable enough to take a step back and focus on my own family.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Yep. Looking forward to that.
Looking know, forward to little mini Sages running over.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we're going to definitely do a follow-up episode on this. Because, yeah, man.
I'll be honored.
You're already doing so many great things.
I'll be honored.
You know, we've come back in a year or two and see where you are then.
I'll be honored.
Oh, dude, this is going to be awesome. So far, I've loved this episode. I hope everyone that's listening, I hope you guys agree with me. And if you do, hit the share button right now and share this with your friends, your entrepreneurial friends, and just people that love to listen to someone and stories that are empowering. So, Sage, a couple more questions for you. What do you feel, and this is what do you feel, not what do you think.
Okay.
What do you feel is the meaning of life?
Smile? Yeah.
Okay.
Smile.
And why?
Because it's contagious.
Okay.
A smile brings out a smile.
Yeah, and when you said smile, I started smiling.
Yeah. You say that, and I started smiling also. It's contagious. It's... That's it. That's life.
Awesome.
Smile.
Just smile more.
Smile more. Do things to make people smile.
Right.
Yeah.
Smile. Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, people that are listening to this, you won't be able to see that we're smiling, but you can definitely hear
it. We got a big ass smile on our face.
Yeah. And you can just head over. We have the episode video if you wanted to watch it. I know nobody really watches podcasts.
Yeah.
They mainly listen on iTunes.
Okay.
So that's where most of my audience is right now. And yeah, if you are anywhere other than iTunes, please send me a comment and let me know where you are, because we're really just focusing on iTunes. And if you are anywhere other than iTunes, let us know so that we can...
You can get it to your need.
Exactly. All right. So I just want to, first off, before I get into the last couple questions here, is I want to just acknowledge you, Sage, because what has really struck out and stood out to me in our interaction here, and I know we've known each other for a while in the past for maybe 4 or 5 years, you know, just in passing and a few moments here and there, but it wasn't until... this moment where I really got to experience who you are. And I'd have to say, man, that you are a very hardworking guy, and I can see your honesty inside of your mind, that you want to give to the world. And that right there just makes me feel awesome about sharing, helping to share your message.
Thank you very much.
I'm excited, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's really touching.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Nice. And all right. Well, so Sage, people know how to find you. And I need to also, before I forget or anything, the show notes will also have your Kickstarter link so that people can go and donate to Kickstarter right now.
Right now?
And everybody that's listening, as soon as this episode is over, head over there and donate right now. You know, it doesn't have to break the bank. You know, I'm sure that any amount
$5.
Exactly.
If you can, even if they can't help financially, you can help by just letting people know about the app, you know, letting people know about the opportunities they have to help themselves out.
Right.
So also,
go ahead.
Also, we're going to be sending, I'm going to give you that link. I'll give you the link of the video I was talking about, the little kids playing by the pool, by the pond. I think that's very powerful.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
And I'd love to share that with your listeners, with your audience.
Awesome. Yeah. They'll be able to. I'll put the link right in there. Not the link, but I'll actually embed the video.
Embed the video, nice.
So they'll be able to see it right there.
Don't let no one stop you. That's my advice.
Perfect. Now, and I totally, fully agree with that. And I don't let anyone get in the way of what I want to do either.
True.
And I like that. It speaks to me on many levels. You know, just keep pushing through. No matter what people say, any adversity that you have, as long as you understand your own vision, your internal beliefs, you just go for that.
Just go for it.
So Sage, I have one last question for you, but before I get to it, is there anything in particular that you kind of had in the back of your mind that you wanted to share that we didn't get to?
I'll just say something, and I'm saying this sincerely to all your listeners out there. Humanity should not forget community. We shouldn't. We should not do that. We should support each other. We should watch over each other and see where the world goes. Because one thing I know for sure is it's going to be a better world. It will be a better world. So support your local communities.
Awesome. I like that, man. And you know what? With that, we will leave our listeners with the end of the podcast here. And I just want to say thank you so much, Sage.
Thank you very much for having me over.
This has been an honor to have you here and to learn from you and, you know, have this deep conversation that, you know, is long overdue.
So definitely long overdue.
Yeah, man.
Definitely long overdue.
Sage, one more time, just a huge thank you for coming out here. And please, everyone that's listening, be sure to head over to the show notes, check out all the links, check out Sage and his app, Odd Jobs,
the Odd app. Jobs .com, right? Yeah. OddJobsTheApp.com is the site on the iPhone and iTunes store. I mean, iPhone and Android store. It's Odd Jobs, one word.
Perfect. Yeah. Yep, so download that and
download it, put a smile on someone's face.
Exactly. You know, find a job for yourself or post one that you need someone to do.
And get it done. Exactly. Bada bing, bada boom.
All right, and there you have it, folks. That was episode number 29 of the Cerebral Mind Control Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please, if you haven't already, subscribe and share this podcast episode with your friends. And be sure to go to the show notes at hadlen.com/cmc-29, and you'll get all the links that we talked about. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey and this episode, and I will see you again next week. And remember, go out there every single day and work as hard as you can towards your goals. So good. So good. If I take one step closer, baby, will you mind? You've got me feeling so good. I
need you in my life. Yeah. This could be the start of something good if we give it some time. 'Cause I've been thinking maybe we should dance the night away.
Let's go.
Let's move tonight, yeah. Let's jam. Everybody's got a story, baby. You can tell me a lie. Oh, oh. 'Cause you've got me feeling something. You've got me feeling something. You've got me feeling so good. This could be the start of something. This could be the start of something. This could be the start of something good. So good.
This could be the start of something good. So good.